morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us, you can call, you can text. Same number, 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, leave a comment there on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Very excited to have our friend and colleague join us. You have been a very, very busy man. Todd Alba joining us from Civic Media's world headquarters, high above State Street, just a block off the Capitol. Todd Alba is here. Nice job yesterday afternoon, Todd Alba.
Good afternoon. Well, or good morning, I guess. What time is it? I've lost track of time altogether.
Time is a construct, Todd. Time is a construct.
No, you put together a special report at the last minute yesterday, and it really was excellent. I watched the whole thing. You had Trygve Olson on, and Matt Flynn, and Savannah did a great job, and our news team was scrambling all over the place, so well done.
Well, thank you, and it's a team effort. I mean, we had Corey Hartman and Jorge Reynas and Sage Weil and all the other great folks behind the scene. Luke Mathers was helping out as well. So, you know, it takes a village, as they say, and yeah, we got it done. And as a matter of fact, I'm still not quite back at the world headquarters yet today. You're finding me at our headquarters or our station at WRCE, our studios in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where today we're going to be having on one of my former bosses, State Senator Dale Schultz from this area, former Senate Majority Leader on the Republican side, because, you know, the independent vote, particularly in Southwest Wisconsin, is going to be key to whomever wins this contest. So we'll ask Senator Schultz a little bit about his thoughts on the changing of candidates, and also Trygve Olson will be back on our program as well in hour number one, and Matt Flynn in hour number two. So a potpourri of guests.
A full show coming up from noon to 2 p.m.
And look, even I'm on the road, Jane. I've still got my Matt Nair Yeti with me carrying my water. So God love you. Thank you so very much.
I think we need to put a request in for Matt Nair on Air.
Yetis?
Yes. Yetis or just like just mugs. You know, just put it out there to the merch gods of Civic Media.
We'll put it on our wish list among our many other things on our wish list. Todd, you were not surprised by Biden's announcement yesterday, were you?
No, I wasn't, only because, you know, I have a number of, there are a few Republicans that still talk to me out in Washington, D.C., and Democrats as well. And from my reporting, our reporting, that I kind of had a heads up on this middle to end of last week. And, you know, nothing's for certain, obviously, because at the end of the day, it was President Biden's decision to make. But all inside indicators pointed to that it would happen over the weekend and most likely on Sunday. And it did. I listened a little bit of what Joe Sopecki had to say in the segment before this one. And I think he's right. It was just kind of the mounting evidence here. And I would echo Zepecki's remarks that I think this is a day to say thank you to Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden, in my opinion, as a former Republican, is a hero. He is the epitome of putting self, or rather putting country before self, something that Donald Trump, the Republicans, have not been able to do. And, you know, I've never worked at the presidential level like Trygve Olson and others. I worked at the congressional level. And even that, you know, once in a while, it's a bit heady to be around some of those people.
Sure.
And be in that environment. And to be at the top, you know, position in the country, the arguably the most powerful person in the world, and to voluntarily give that up, I'm sure it can't be easy. And I think it reminds me, I said this a little bit yesterday on a couple of our broadcasts, that if you live long enough, we've all had a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle where you had to have a difficult conversation, whether it was, hey, you know, you probably shouldn't be driving anymore, or, you know, it's probably time to move somewhere. And it doesn't mean that they're not good people. It doesn't mean they can't think anymore. You know what? Life just, if we can't reverse aging, we haven't found a way to do that yet. And I think it was one of those times when difficult decisions and conversations had to be made. And I credit the president and his family for making that decision and putting the country before self.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think you've said it perfectly. And it to me, it is a display of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
And selflessness, as you said, and love of country over self. And no one would ever have that conversation with Donald Trump. And say, no. You know what, you're not doing so well when you go out and talk about sharks and batteries and this isn't helping and maybe you should, you know, try not to do that. Again,
right?
We talked last hour, it's just every time he does something egregious, they just lower the bar more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree with that. And I think this is going to be a stark contrast now, because I think that absolutely Vice President Harris is going to be the nominee. I think that Democrats are rallying around her. I think she's done an extraordinary job in less than 24 hours. I mean, my God, she brought in somewhere between $50 and $60 million in less than 24 hours. I mean, that alone, right? And I think that there's going to be a stark contrast now. I mean, other people have said it. All these folks, all these voters who, I get it, and I think these are real feelings and people are entitled to them. It's real. All these people saying, really? Two old white guys? That's all we got, folks? That's the best choice we have in America? Well, guess what? It no longer is. Now you have a vibrant Gen Xer, first woman, first person, woman of color, potentially president of the United States versus Donald Trump. You have a woman who was a successful attorney general in California and put sex offenders away. That's how she made her name, by the way, as attorney general in California, up against a convicted sex offender. So, I mean, the contrast could not be more stark.
Well, we're already seeing some of the attacks that they're going to launch at her. Again, she's not qualified. She's my favorite. And we talked about this a month or two ago. She's a loud laugher, Todd.
Ah, yes.
She's a loud lady laugher, and we can't have the L's. We can't have the triple L's because, I don't know, it's a rip in the fabric of our society or something.
I mean, you know what? Guess what? I think that makes it great. I think because, you know what? As you go around Wisconsin and you have a spotted cow or a Lineage or wherever you drink, guess what? People laugh. People have fun. And I think that the majority of Wisconsinites can relate to a real human being who, by the way, she's not afraid to laugh at herself.
Yes.
And self-deprecating humor, which you will never find from Donald Trump. I mean, over the weekend, I think we have the cut we'll play later. Maybe you guys do as well, where Trump said in this speech over the weekend, don't laugh at me.
Yes.
I hate it when people laugh at me. I mean, so that is one of his Achilles heels. Right?
So disrespectful, he said. You know, and regardless of how you think of either people, Reagan, Clinton, Obama, even George W. Bush, and they all had a sense of humor. They were able to laugh. They had fun. That's something that endears the people.
Exactly.
Donald Trump's complete inability to grasp joy is disconcerting for many reasons, but the fact that people look at him and go, that's my president, I'm like, but he's never having fun. Even when he looks like he's having fun, he doesn't look like he's having fun.
Well, and my whole thing with Donald Trump is he laughs at other people. He does not, he would never laugh at himself. He likes to make up mean nicknames for people. That makes him laugh. Mm-hmm. I think the kind of humor that he enjoys is mean.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always Greg understands this better than I ever will. But in comedy, I think you call it, you're punching down, right? I mean, you're always, you know, making fun of people less than you instead of punching up in his so-called jokes or comedy, which rarely, if ever, is. I think that Kamala Harris is one of those people that people get. I mean, my gosh, she was reportedly in sweats and tennis shoes making her calls from the vice president's residence yesterday, like everybody else on a Sunday afternoon. She's real, right?
Kellyanne Conway said on Sunday on Fox, she does not speak well, she does not work hard, and she should not be the standard bearer for the party. Donald Trump, in his last year in office, didn't come downstairs until 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Please don't tell me what a hardworking guy that Donald Trump was. He spent almost an entire year golfing over his four years.
He golfed the day after the assassination attempt. People were like, oh my God, and he was golfing. Right. He just doesn't care. He's just
Which, by the way, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think most reporters on the scene said he was not wearing anything over his alleged injured ear that day golfing. Nope. Suddenly he shows up with a Tampax on his head the next day. So, you know, I'm not sure what that was all about. But I think you may raise a great point, Jane, and it is, and Greg, that this move by Joe Biden has put Trump world into disarray. They wanted to run against Joe Biden. Yeah. They were hoping. I mean, last night, Trump goes on in the middle of the night basically saying, Joe, you should change your mind. He wanted Donald Trump. And Chris LaCivita, who runs Trump World, who ran Ron Johnson's campaign in Wisconsin, they're in a world of hurt that Trigvy knows him personally. And I can tell you this is not what they wanted because they don't know how to run against Kamala Harris.
Aww.
I mean,
I know.
And that's something that Joe Sopecki said before was that now that she is running, they have to throw away the poorly written script they had in the first place.
Yeah,
and they right. and with all of this, you know, now they're running to DEI, sexism, her laugh, her all these things. They're just right. kind of making it easier for people to make the decision. And like you said before, Todd, $60 million in less than 24 hours. Right. That's a big deal.
And you bring up a good point, Greg. All this laundry list you're going to hear, I mean, it's going to come fast and furious. I would just encourage people, don't get distracted by the noise, all right? However your feelings are about Kamala Harris or anything else, look at the other side. Look at the other side, a 34-time convicted felon, someone who's found liable of sexual assault, legally rape, and ask yourself, which person would you like to babysit your kids? Mm. Which person would you like to be a coach of your kids' volleyball team or baseball team or softball team? And I don't think the answer is going to be very difficult to get to.
Well, Trump has never been a role model for anyone. No. You certainly wouldn't want your kids. I hope you don't want your kids to behave like he behaves.
He would disagree with that. He thinks he's a role model for the very successful.
Robert from McFarland, living in Madison and listening in Madison on WMDX. Trump to Kamala. What have you ever done? Kamala, put away people like you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
855-752-4842. If you would like to chime in. Karina, I see you on the line. We will take you when we are on the other side. Don't forget, August 13th, be a voter.
Be cool.
Be cool. Voters are cool. Go to myvote.wi.gov. Make sure you're registered. It's a very, very important election. And so is November.
Yes.
We'll continue the conversation. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. You just don't know what else to do. Good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our friend and colleague Todd Alba is here. You can catch him right after our show from noon to 2 p.m. across the network. We've been talking about President Biden's decision yesterday to not run for a second term. And this new conspiracy theory, Todd, just apparently hitting the airwaves. Now they're questioning the legitimacy of President Biden's withdrawal because they say that on the press release, the release that he put out yesterday, they think his signature was forged.
Calvin, can we get a dun-dun-dun queued up or something? My goodness.
Well, here we go. I mean, fasten your seatbelts. I mean, this is what it's going to be. Because like I say, the Trump people wanted Joe Biden. They thought that would draw the best contrast. You know, typically in politics, in races, the candidate who is perceived as stronger and more decisive oftentimes beats a candidate who might be more intellectual, smart, and capable. In politics, perception is reality, yeah, as they say. And so the Trump folks were looking forward to this. They don't know what to do, so they're going to throw everything with the kitchen sink. I mean, Speaker Mike Johnson was on the morning shows yesterday, literally an hour and a half before this happened, saying
that if Biden in fact withdrew, that Republicans were prepared to file lawsuits in several states around the country challenging the validity. The narrative now from Republicans is going to be they're going to try to flip the Democratic narrative. They're going to say, oh, we got accused of not honoring elections, election fraud. Now Democrats are dishonoring the votes of all these Democratic voters in primaries. This is election fraud. This is the narrative you're going to hear, which is complete bunk, all right? Until the Democratic convention happens in Chicago in a couple of weeks, and we're going to be there to cover that through civic media, none of that matters, okay? So just forget this argument, these lawsuits. It is noise to distract away from people's attention that one candidate was an attorney general who prosecuted sex offenders and put them in jail. The other candidate in Donald Trump is a convicted felon and sex offender who wants to take away civil service jobs in communities all across Wisconsin and replace them with, quote unquote, their people. And I'm talking from the DMV all the way up. And that's the reality, and they don't want folks to know that, so they're going to keep throwing this political sink at people to distract them, smoke and mirrors.
But what we are referring to, Todd, is Project 2025, and we've been talking about this, and we will continue to talk about this. But yes, it essentially would give Donald Trump the authority to fire 50,000 civil service workers and replace them with his loyalists. And I ask people to think of your least accomplished cousin.
I got five.
Think of your least accomplished cousin who's had a series of jobs and he's never really been really good at anything. And, you know, he's kind of a screw up, but he's a big Trumper. And that's all you need to be placed in a second Trump administration. And now he's the head of the EPA, although they're going to kill that, too.
Yeah, that's
right. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's what it's coming to. By the way, I think the best line of the day so far across civic media that I've heard is from Kelvin about his friends earlier in the show. You know, what do you say? My friends are what? Idiots? What do you say? We'll get it right from here.
Yeah, that was accurate. I simply meant that they're not engaged in the process and they don't care to be engaged in the process.
See, and that's why, number one, it was funny, but number two, he's right. Kelvin, you're right, and I think that so many of our friends and family and acquaintances, I know what you're saying. You're not saying they're actual idiots, but I think that people are so sick of the political dialogue that they just turn it off. And they're like, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
And really, our only choice is two old white guys. They just don't want to hear about it anymore. And I think one of the great things about having Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket and whomever she chooses as her vice presidential candidate, there is a new excitement. There's something different. There's a different generation on the ticket. And I think that's going to invigorate folks. I mean, already you've seen, I have to verify some of this, but what reporting I've seen from a couple of different places, Nikki Haley's PAC, Political Action Committee, has endorsed Kamala Harris.
Yes.
That is not a small thing.
No.
No, it's really not. Karina from Milwaukee has been waiting a long time. Thank you for your patience, Karina. What did you want to say?
Hi, everybody. thank you, Todd, for mentioning where the Miss Harris are coming from, because she is a DA, and she did build her career on putting people like Trump, exactly like Trump, in the jail. So she is up to her job, and he is right up her alley, and she will deal with him beautifully. We're going to enjoy the debate. If you ever have enough of a man in him to come out on the debate, which I really question, I don't think he will.
I agree with you, Karina. Thank you so much for listening, Karina, and thank you for calling. I agree with you. They're already setting some of the groundwork now about what was he complaining about? He doesn't want the next one to be on ABC because it's unfair, because George Stephanopoulos is mean to him. And so now he wants it to be on Fox. But
Jake Tapper's been mean to him for like 6 years, and he completely just rolled out the red carpet for him.
Absolutely. So do you think he's going to debate her?
I don't know. I think there's a good chance he won't, because again, he knows if he goes up on that stage, it is a completely different game than with Joe Biden. Kamala, I mean, there's audio we're going to play. You guys probably have it too. When she was Senator Kamala Harris questioning Brett Kavanaugh at his hearing, saying, "Can you name Judge Kavanaugh, you know, one law that controls men's bodies?" And she pinned him down over the course of about 90 seconds to the point where he finally said, no, I can't. This is one smart person, and she is not going to take crap from people, and Donald Trump knows it, and he's scared to death.
Bill from Oconomowoc, we just got about a minute and a half left. Bill, thank you for calling, sir. What did you want to say?
I think I'm kind of echoing your sentiments, but here's my point. The Republicans now are going to have to play catch up with Kamala leading the race. The polls will turn, and here's why they'll turn. Now we have an option. Now it isn't too old, guys. And if you ever watched her, and do it for yourself tonight, watch her drill Brett Kavanaugh, Bill Barr, in a hearing. She will grab Trump and almost verbally body slam him. And they know it. They know it. So now it's catch-up time for them. They were caught off guard. And they're getting blindsided.
Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Thank you for listening. Yeah, I would be very surprised if he would debate her. And Bill is absolutely right. Go to YouTube and look for Kamala and Bill Barr, because she and she does it so calmly and with such confidence. And yeah, if that's the way she's going to handle herself, Donald Trump doesn't have a chance.
And remember this, I'll leave you with this. In the primary, when she lost to Joe Biden in the primary in 2019, one of the knocks against her was that she was too middle of the road, that she had a strong record on crime. Guess what? That's going to serve her very well in a general election against Donald Trump.
Todd Alba, thank you so much for your time, my friend. Catch his show from noon to 2 p.m. right after us across the Civic Media Radio Network. Who should be Kamala's VP? We'll take your calls. When we come back, you're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baby, let me show you how to do this. You gotta move this. You're doing fine. There's nothing to it. You gotta groove it. Come on and move this. Shake that body for baby. Let me show you how to do this. You gotta move it.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And Matt Nair on Air has a strict policy of loud lady laughers are encouraged to call.
Yeah. I mean, we have a loud lady laugher hosting the show.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I love your laugh. No, it's a great, that victorious.
It's just the way it comes out.
Good.
We've been talking all morning, obviously, about President Biden announcing yesterday he will not be seeking a second term. And wanted to get your takes on who you would like to see Vice President Kamala Harris, should she become the Democratic nominee, which looks pretty likely. Who would you like to see run with VP Harris? First, though, Angie from Monroe, thank you for your patience. Angie, you have been waiting a long time. What do you want to say?
I just want to congratulate Kamala Harris, and hopefully we get to stick it to the GOP about our women's rights now and just stick one in for presidency and just clean all this stuff up. And I like Mr. Goldman for a vice president. I just like the way he sounds, the way he talks, and when he speaks, and I know he stands up for our country. So have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much, Angie. Really appreciate you checking in. Thank you so much for listening. Is she talking about Goldman from Florida?
I think so.
I am not quite sure.
I'm going to look it up.
There's a big NBC News article about who Kamala Harris could possibly be considering as a running mate. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
Yeah.
Who's kind of he's a Democrat and he's in Kansas, or Kentucky, rather. Kentucky governor.
That would be, that could possibly deliver Kentucky, which would be huge.
He entered the national conversation after he was reelected in November when he won by 5 percentage points in Kentucky.
Dang!
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, I there's a lot of people whose dream ticket is that, but I think strategically it's not a good move.
I would agree with you.
And I
really like Pete Buttigieg, and he speaks and contains so many facts at his fingertips.
Very much like Bill Clinton, like where he just starts talking like, how do you remember all that?
It's remarkable to see him talk to some of these lawmakers when they're questioning him.
He has the same attitude that, and I mean attitude in the best possible way. He has the same delivery, I should say, as Kamala Harris, which is a very much like, okay, you want to play this game?
I'm calm.
We can do this.
Yeah, I'm calm. I don't have to yell at you. I just have all the facts at my fingertips.
Also, he would be, I think, the only person with military experience.
J.D. Vance, well, as far as the Democrats go?
Yeah.
You might be right there.
Yeah, he served, but I just don't see, I think he needs to break out and do his thing and really put himself out there on his own. Because he's got enough to offer as it is.
I agree with you. Another consideration, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper for Kamala's potential running mate. This would be my pick.
Yeah.
Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona.
There's so much that goes into that pick, I think. And when we talked about this yesterday, we were texting back and forth. You know, do not forget, Joe Biden won Arizona in 2020. That is, as the former president would say, huge. And I think that Mark Kelly, along with his energy, his story, being from Arizona, I think there's a lot of impact in putting him on the very, very short list, if not picking him all together.
Gold from New York, former impeachment attorney. Now, thank you for clarifying that.
Gotcha. Okay.
Representative Jeff Jackson from North Carolina. This is Scott from St. Louis. Goldman sits next to Jasmine Crockett. Thank you, Angie. Harris and Mark Kelly, or Harris and Beto O'Rourke. I wouldn't bank on Beto.
I'm sorry, but Beto is this kind of, he's not. No,
his moment is
passed.
Unfortunately,
his moment is passed, and his heart for Texas is big and beautiful, just like the state itself. But he is just not a guy who can win.
Liz from Saukville. Yes, Pete Buttigieg for VP. Liz Cheney, a true unified ticket. I have respect for Liz Cheney for what she did in serving on the January 6th commission and for standing up for what used to be the Republican Party.
Yeah.
At the same time, Liz Cheney continued the lie that Democrats believe in abortion up to the moment of birth, which is not a thing.
No, it is not.
And she has always parroted that. And so that's where I would have to say no.
I saw someone also saying, unify the whole thing, put Mitt Romney on the ticket. The Democrats, and I would say the same thing with Republicans if the tables were turned, if we were in this situation for them. Neither party owes the other anything. We don't have to put someone from the other party on to gather votes. That's not what this is about.
Right.
And Liz Cheney, I don't want to say she's not owed this, because she's not. She's not owed a VP, not on the Democratic ticket, but she did what she needed to do. She paid the price for it in committee and re-election.
So did Kinzinger.
And Kinzinger did as well. So, God love them. They're wonderful. I'm glad they stood up. I wish they were still in office making waves. But no, I'm sorry. No to Mitt Romney. No to Liz Cheney. I do really, I mean, unless someone comes ahead and says, like, here's even better, I do like Mark Kelly as a VP nod.
Well, he was a combat pilot.
He's a combat.
He was an astronaut.
Yeah, and he's also let's also look from a strategy point. He's also very popular. He's also very positive and wonderful. The story with he and his wife, as far as her
Gabby Giffords
brush with gun violence, there's a story to tell there, and he's serving his country in so many ways. And to me, him stepping up would be an amazing, amazing story to give to the people of America.
Yep. And I saw something earlier this morning that said Republicans are afraid of Mark Kelly because he's Teflon, because he is, again, he flew combat missions.
Yeah.
He became an astronaut. It will be interesting to see. Lisa from Middleton listening here on WAUK. I really like Andy Beshear, but we're not going to get Kentucky. Roy Cooper or Josh Shapiro would be great because we could get North Carolina or Pennsylvania. Mark Kelly being a senator, I think I'd pass. A governor would be better. The only thing with Mark Kelly, Lisa, that I would say is that Arizona has a Democratic governor right now, so if Mark Kelly would elect to run, she could reappoint a Democrat in that Senate seat.
Correct, and Kamala Harris was also a senator when she became vice president, so the formula works. I don't think Josh Shapiro should. I think he's great. Josh is wonderful. He's very another magnetic personality, but I think personally he needs to stay in Pennsylvania because he's very popular and he has a lot of support from independents, Republicans, and from Democrats. This is a guy who's probably going to make a run on his own. I don't think it's and Pennsylvania, I'm not as worried about. You know, I think especially now, I think the Democrats have a good chance of taking Pennsylvania. I don't think Josh Shapiro, he can make it or break it, but I just don't think it delivers it in the same way that makes me feel better about it, if it makes sense at all.
Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us. What's your opinion on this?
Good morning. Yeah, I didn't hear about it. I didn't see it until this morning because I was just kind of tuning out yesterday. Yeah, and I think it's a good thing. I mean, I think the Republican freakout over having to run against Kamala Harris is just fascinating because those guys are all waiting. They're waiting their depends that they're wearing in support of Donald Trump. I think now that we have to make hay while the sun shines and go after them, you know, tooth and claw and just go after them. I mean, because, you know, Mike Johnson was, you know, complaining, well, Joe Biden should step down. Joe Biden is stepping down because he's got full control of his facilities right now, and Donald Trump doesn't.
Well, and I think, too, thank you so much, Mark, and I think going forward again, that we have some very clear choices as far as what kind of future do we want to see for this country. Yeah. Do we want to see more power consolidated in the executive branch and just turn everything over to the office of the presidency with this really unmatched power that is the goal of Agenda 47 and Project 2025? Or do we want, I don't know, to keep voting and holding elections and having our votes count? And the right to choose what we want to do with our bodies.
Do you like freedom? Then tell me why you like Donald Trump. I'll wait. But I completely agree with you. And, you know, these are all great. These are all great suggestions. These are all great suggestions that are coming through. It'll be interesting to see where they take it in the next few days because they're going to have to announce something in the next week or so because they got the DNC coming up and they know they're going to. I mean, the DNC ratings-wise now, and I'm looking from a pure, like, popular media. It's going to be, I mean, I didn't have much of a desire to go down there. I'm like, can I just carry some bags?
Now you want to go?
I'll go down there. I'll carry someone's bag.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join us, who would be your pick for Kamala Harris's VP should she become the Democratic nominee for president?
Correct.
Which looks pretty likely.
Yeah.
Rob from Port Edwards is on the line. Good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for calling us.
Good morning, folks. Great show, as usual. I have a thunk. The individuals that they're being bandied about, by and large, they're all incumbents in their respective, you know, governorships and Senate seats and such. I would argue that perhaps we, as Democrats, should look with those that are sitting on the bench right now. There's a deep pool of outstanding individuals that could step up to the plate and hit it out of the park and not disrupt governorships and Senate seats, because everything is so fragile right now. It's all on, not everyone, but a lot of these seats are on razor edge margins. And that makes me nervous and twitchy. We're going to fix one problem and create another problem.
So, Rob, who would you consider, you know, who's waiting in the wings, in your opinion?
Honestly, I don't know. I haven't really dug in and researched it. But there's so many different individuals that are politically savvy, including retired ones, folks that have held office. They've cut their chops. And now, for whatever reason, they're sitting on the sidelines. Perhaps they were voted out or what have you, but it doesn't make them any less kin to our cause. And I would argue, let's put the people that are on the bench waiting for something good to do, you know, serve America, serve the people, as opposed to somebody that's already in the seat doing it in their respective positions. You know, I'm not saying don't look at Pritzker, don't look at Whitmer and so on and so forth, but please do include the folks that aren't gainfully employed in the political arena, you know, actively getting a paycheck.
Broaden
some of these folks in there.
Broaden the scope a little bit is what you're saying, Rob, when they're looking. At least we can all know that it will not be Joe Manchin who was getting kicked around like he was going to re-register as a Democrat.
You get out of here.
And it's like never, ever, Joe Manchin, ever.
No, not at all. I'm waiting for him to say, like, well, I'll definitely entertain the idea of a VP. Get out of here, Joe.
Go away.
Go back to your office. It's you and Bernie Sanders hanging out, not talking.
Thank you so much, Rob. Really appreciate you joining us. Wes from Middleton, former president cat grabber, had better be careful as his current opposition is a former prosecutor who knows how to grab them by the...
There it is.
Those things.
Matt from Germantown. Perfect. He said it perfectly. Taylor Swift.
Oh, there we go.
Kamala Harris Swift, 2024.
Kathy from Milwaukee on the line. Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for joining us. We got about a minute and a half left.
Good morning. I think Mark Kelly would be a great choice. It's a battleground state. He's well known. And knowing what his wife went through, which was an assassination attack...
Yes.
He would know how to answer all the questions. The other thing, if you listen to Grossman yesterday, he said, do we really want an ethnic candidate? Hey, Mr. Grossman, last time I checked, more than 50% of the U.S. is women. Stop being so afraid and let a qualified woman step up.
Darn right.
You tell them, girlfriends.
Yeah, Kathy.
Loud lady laughers unite.
They're welcome here.
Thank you, Kathy. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We got a couple calls on the line. Hang on, please. We will return. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call. You can text. Same number, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Been talking all morning, obviously, about President Biden's decision not to seek a second term. And we've been talking this last 20 minutes or so about who you would like to see should she become the Democratic nominee, which looks pretty likely. Who would you like to see Vice President Kamala Harris pick as her running mate? Tom from L.A. on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, mine's on three different people, and I got reasons for each one. Mark Kelly, I think, would be absolutely incredible. And with military background and with NASA and all that, that would be incredible. Roy Cooper. The reason why I say Roy Cooper is because Roy Cooper is actually termed out. He can't run for governor again in North Carolina.
Right. He's from Maryland.
And that's 19 electoral college votes that we could definitely get coming our way. And then the other one would be Mayor Pete. But I think Mayor Pete brings her the same votes that she already has. So I think it's got to be either Roy Cooper or Mark Kelly, because I think that those are the ones that are going to bring in those electoral votes. And people need to remember, I know it's not a major deal, but, you know, Kamala Harris was born in Wisconsin. She lived there from age 1 to 5. So I know it's not a big deal, but it is something. In terms of she has some memories of Wisconsin.
Appreciate that, Tom. Thank you so much. Thank you so very much. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Who would be your pick for a Harris ticket? Andrew from Maine, Harris Biden, 2024. Have Joby VP for a couple of years to back her up.
Mm.
Then he could step down in 2026 and appoint her another strong Gen Xer or even a millennial. Andrew, I think that would be a mistake.
I'm going to give you that a pure thumbs down.
I just think that would be a mistake. Then the age question remains. And if something happens to Kamala Harris, then what?
Then, yeah, exactly.
And so I just don't see that happening. Robert, listening in Madison on WMDX, Harris and Russ Feingold.
Okay. Feingold, he's just fine with me. The problem, I think, is you need someone who is more politically relevant. And unfortunately, he's been out of the game. To us, he's great. But to the rest of the country, they have to now get to know him again.
Right.
Because he's been out of the Senate for so long.
Yeah. Calvin, who do you think?
Well, I would like to see Pete Buttigieg simply because I think he's the most well-equipped to spank J.D. Vance in a debate. But I understand strategically that's probably not the best option. I personally would favor, as far as the governors go, I would favor Whitmer over Roy
Cooper.
Yeah. Roy Cooper.
Yeah.
But I think you guys have both convinced me, and I was kind of leaning this way already, that Mark Kelly is a really strong pick.
I just think, and again, there's this article, and we can put it in our show notes after the show gets posted. The Republicans see Mark Kelly as Teflon.
Yeah.
How do you attack him? Although they managed to do that they swift boated John Kerry, right?
Yes.
So I'm sure they'll find a way to.
Did he really go to space?
Right.
I mean, and someone said here, can Obama be VP or Michelle? Okay, let's stop it right there.
Michelle does not want to. She does not want this.
No, she has made it clear in two books now.
Yeah.
She is never going to run for office.
No, she doesn't want it. And I don't want to see it get forced on her. And she put in her time.
Yeah. And
she put in her time.
And I just saw two texts come through mentioning Mark Cuban. I don't want a billionaire being VP, billionaire businessman. I want someone with legislative experience. I'm sorry. I don't care what party it is. I do not believe in this whole, well, I run a business so I can do things. That's fine. You can run a business. That's great. Be successful. But as we've seen, Tim Michaels tried to do it. Eric Hovde is trying to do it right now. And Donald Trump all came out and then, I'm a businessman. It's not the same. We need people with legislative experience and real gravitas and connections within the political world, not just something their money buys.
Well, and government does not work like a business.
Absolutely not.
And for very specific reasons, because there are guardrails, supposed to be guardrails, within government. So I don't know. You can't just jail people for no reason.
No. Even if the Supreme Court says you can.
Just, you know, little things like that. Carmella in Milwaukee, Jane and Greg, I want Mark Kelly for the VP pick. I just found out I'm going to the event tomorrow with VP and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris. Very cool, Carmella. Absolutely. Let us know how that goes. I would like to see the congressman from California who's currently running for the Senate. That's Tom from Grafton.
Let's see here. Talking
about Hovde?
No. Okay.
Eric Hovde would fit under that. Under that definition.
He's not a congressman.
That's true. Sorry. He's a businessman. And the other thing, too, that I think will be interesting, if they're going to try and go after Kamala Harris for her lack of experience, she was a district attorney. She was the attorney general of California. She was a United States senator. And now she's had 3.5 years as vice president of the United States. J.D. Vance has been in office for 18 months.
They were talking about Adam Schiff.
I
think California is not a good place to pull another candidate from. Also, one of the things, and this is something that has to be dealt with, is that liberals and progressives did not like within the party. They felt Kamala was a little too close to law enforcement. That's a whole other conversation. But the law and order thing, sorry, that's right up the alley of some of these GOP voters. And honestly, I don't personally agree with it. I think she was doing her job and, as Todd said, made her bones putting away sex offenders.
Right.
So I feel like to say she doesn't have the experience is trash.
It's ludicrous.
And dumb.
It's ludicrous. Teresa from Madison joining us. Good morning, Teresa. Thank you so much. We've only got about a minute and a half. Teresa, what did you want to say?
That's fine. I I like Mark Kelly. I don't want to lose any Congress seats, though. But at the same time, I have two questions about something like a Governor Whitmer. Do we need a governor so that you have somebody with that, like, budgeting experience or whatever versus what Kamala has? And or would two women on the ticket just be untenable to some people?
That's a real good point, Teresa. And we're going to have to wrap this up. We'll continue this conversation
Heck
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Todd Alba is coming up right after the news. Stay tuned for Todd. Thank you so much, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you most of all for listening and calling and texting. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay close. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day.